He's out already though. He already did an interview and some other shit.
Been bailed out,
man. He came out at the interview after.
Yeah, he
set up
what
all happened.
Yep.
When I see him coming,
I'm
seeing
him.
Yep.
He said, "I'm gonna give this nigga his flowers."
He said,
"But I'm not gonna lie though. This nigga, he has to be. He's one of the smartest niggas as far as like the social. The nigga literally said." Oh yeah, I looked at this moment and said, yeah, we finna go viral. Yeah, this opportunity to go viral. He said, yeah, I already knew what time it was. He said, as soon as I seen that nigga, he said, matter of fact, I knew that nigga ain't want no problems, but I pushed it. Come on, man. I got a victim. I got an emotional nigga here. He cracked you with the pot. Then cracked you with the mic. Did you see the mic was It was direct.
You've held a microphone. That's not too much, man.
That and the nigga had a cut on his face from that shit.
That mesh metal, man.
And yeah, y'all jumped him, but it don't matter. He's gonna wake up and talk more shit tomorrow.
That's what he did.
That's what he did.
You hear what he said?
And he's gonna make profit off of talking shit to you.
You hear what he said? He said his man hadn't gotten back up to the stage at that point yet when he had to hit him with the microphone because the dude was getting close.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't plan on moving back like that, but he fell down, fell backwards, and he realized that he fumbled the bag.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all see me hop up? He said, that's when I realized I had the bag and fumbled the bag.
Dude, he turned that whole shit into like a football scene. He's like that line. He called one of the niggas that tackled him a linebacker.
Was it two Kobe?
Because he said he tried to quarterback scramble.
He said
with
the nigga
the
with the Lakers hat. Yeah, it was hilarious, man.
That nigga
literally did.
But he played him.
That nigga Charleston White is a fool.
Bro, he's hilarious.
He slipped up out of that.
He's a problem.
Yeah. He's a problem.
Bro, it's like the more you want to really hate him, it's like logically hard to really hate. Like.
But did you hear what he said about
real shit?
He only really kind of say real shit.
Right.
Yeah.
He said he's
such an asshole.
And how he like.
I fuck with assholes, bro. I don't know why I fuck with it.
He got that Thanos type of idea. Like, man. Dude, how the fuck is you delivering this shit? But then
you heard the explanation on delivery for Cam, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he was like, why I got to give y'all this?
And you know what? And that's real.
It is.
And he said when I had a bow tie on and I was up here, he said y'all wouldn't hear me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
y'all
real.
Turned me.
He said now I got the jury on, got my hat on, and now y'all everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear him say he wasn't pressing charges against them cats either?
Yep.
And that's why Rico was like,
he's a real nigga.
I pushed him, but also
he know the law, bro.
We went viral.
He know the law too.
We went viral.
This he know the law. He ain't no dummy.
No, he ain't no dummy.
He's also that I'm going to slip on the floor.
Yeah.
And sue you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This job and the next job, say the wrong thing.
He had opportunities. He caught you
slipping. And that's why when he was on.
Happy people in line.
And fished him.
When he was on Cam podcast, that's what fucked him up. He fucked Cam up. That was the first time I seen that nigga like stuck like that. Cam didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He didn't know if he was supposed to fight him or really debate with him because I feel like he knew. Charles is a nigga hard. He's hard to debate.
He's really
hard to debate.
And that's why you, like when you, if you are interviewing him or he's on your podcast, my advice is not to even be like debating with
him.
It's like what you got to talk about today, Charleston, and letting
him
go.
Yeah. 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 All that trying to, so you did,
He was trying to Captain Save-A-Ho a lot of everything. Cam was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He definitely was.
He was already tweaking definitely with the Deion. And then when he put out the facts on Deion, fucked him up. He felt like Cam, like, kind of like.
Well, I mean, this is the one thing, too. The way Cam dresses alone is going to be a questionable conversation.
Yeah, and definitely with a nigga like him.
You know what I mean?
With a nigga like him, he ain't even got to your approach. He just fucking with you mentally. He ain't even got to.
Cause bro, Cam Newton is
Is he zesty?
He said a fig.
A little zesty?
I like that. He said a fig. Hey, figs in there, man.
That's a different cookie.
It's just a different cookie, man.
Figgy pudding.
It's a different cookie. Happy holidays, Rico. Happy holidays.
We got to throw that in there. We got
that's
fried
a spicy
duck, boiled egg, and Figgy Newton. I'm using that.
Oh, you said Figgy pudding. Is it Figgy pudding?
Figgy pudding,
because it's different.
You old
but that
Figgy
Newton,
pudding,
that's
man.
A different, hey, you a different you, cookie, dog.
That's a different
that's
cookie.
That's mushy.
That rasp, but that's, it's that.
It don't get no softer than a Figgy pudding.
That's mushy.
But I'm saying, it's
soft
spice
and
to
sweet.
Is that a date? Is that a date?
Nah, a date's a little more.
What's a fig?
A date's a little more bold, and a Figgy Newton is a little more sweet. Like you said.
You soft and sweet.
Mushy.
Figgy pudding.
These punks ain't soft. They mushy.
Yeah.
That's not just soft.
You mashed potato.
That's a little moisture wet to it. It's mushy.
Ty, you got to call nigga mashed potato. He ain't going to like that.
He's not gonna do that too, mashed potato.
Mashed potato.
I'm calling niggas all kind of shit, all kind of fools all next year. I'm not cursing at nobody.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's butter rolls.
Christmas ham.
You a deep fried turkey.
When you
throwing
said,
that in there.
I like the duck, though. I like
look,
the fried
said,
duck fire.
You said
like
butter that. Roll and you said hams. And why am I thinking TD Jakes?
Bruh. Hey. Bruh. Yo, okay.
I got the power.
Yo.
That's so stupid, man. Hey, what's TD stand for, man?
Touchdown.
Top dollar.
Touch dicks. Nah, I'm just playing.
Wait, I just. That nigga Tommy Davidson. That's
too deep. No, I'm just playing. We gonna stop.
Top dog.
I'm done.
Yeah, too devious, Jakes. It's all kind
of tricky,
dude.
Is he gonna be able to recover from this?
Probably.
What if the shit? The devil, Jakes.
Whoa.
The devil. The devil.
So the devil, Jakes.
So what
the
are we really Jakes. Talking about?
Damn. Whoa.
So what are we talking about?
Wait. So if the footage and the videos actually get out from Cassie's phone with TD. Is he really going to be able to, like...
No, there's not.
You ain't hear about that?
She turned him over.
She turned the burner phone in that got all the juice on it, allegedly.
That's why this is coming.
That's why it's up now.
Oh, so TD Jakes is in hot water.
Yes.
You think he's about this?
Or cold water, depending on how you feeling.
The bath has been turned on.
The Turkish bath is on. The Turkish bath has been run.
It always comes to life.
Yeah, he going
to... The do.
Yeah, the thing is...
They always tell.
The thing is, they say the feds, things have been turned over to the feds. People are in conversation with the federal.
Hey, how did TD Jakes get in the line with Cassie, though?
Because of Diddy.
No, this is an exposure situation. You know
yeah, because of Diddy. You're guilty by association.
Slave. Things done in the dark.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why
things
he paid
in the
her
dark
off.
Come to light.
Yeah.
So, like, he's been selling her around to whatever.
Niggas was paying to hit Cassie.
He's a sex orchestrator party.
Yeah.
A sex party orchestrator.
That's why he never pays for workers. He don't ever pay for it because he's making sure everybody gets it.
He's an MC, master cook.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, orchestrator.
And think of niggas be at them parties.
Yeah.
Niggas be at, hey, I know one thing. When Diddy told Fabulous and them said, why you don't come party with me? Yeah, I like when you talk like that. That nigga looked at him. I said, yeah. Niggas didn't go to that party.
But did you hear him sliding around on them skates?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what you mean? We kicked it. We hung up. No. Did you hear him say, hang out.
You came to my birthday party, Puff. He's like, no. We didn't kick it for your birthday.
Yeah. You ain't see that?
Oh,
I don't want to party with you, with them. We didn't party.
Yeah.
yeah, I showed up and showed you love. I'm trying to show up and show you love.
He told that nigga, he said, I like when you scrampin' and scraping for shit. Come on, I like bro. That, daddy. What you heard the nigga, Jada Kiss, he said, ha!
He
couldn't hold it in because I was hilarious. That's
probably the wildest one.
You never heard that one?
Never.
Stop. We're a certain sound.
The Gucci kilt on, too, and he lifted it up.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Was that an award show or something?
That's the same interview.
Was it?
Yes. Because it goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it goes, it was.
Fabulous right here.
Mm-hmm. Kiss.
Kiss. And then Dread, dude. And then Diddy
was over here with the jeans.
Was that? I think
somebody had like a purple.
I feel like he was somebody that worked on the show, and Diddy made him sit down.
Was this Breakfast Club? I mean, not Breakfast Club. Was this Drink Champs? Was that Drink Champs?
Nope. It wasn't even that. Who was? It had to be.
I think that was Drink Champs.
It had to be Norah.
It was. The same scheme was different. It
was that Rap Radar?
It was a lighter.
It had to be somebody hosting it because it wasn't Fabulous or.
Yeah, because all of them was all
they
of them
was asking
were,
about the birthday party because they also told the Ray J story, the Ray J Vegas story.
What, the booty goon shit?
No, Ray J and Mayweather.
Niggas is just wild.
Ray J was regular to fight people don't weekend. Realize is them dudes be paying to be in them gangs, man, and then they really
have an
affiliation, and they can pay to put things in motion.
Bro, niggas is. I don't want that much money. That shit is just.
The game's all about extortion.
And it was Drink Champs. It was Drink Champs.
Yeah.
It was.
It was?
It was Drink Champs.
It must have been Drink Champs early.
Yeah, it was.
Because the setup was different.
And I think it's an offset one, too. I don't even think it was.
It was Miami. Was it Miami? Something like that?
It wasn't the. Yeah, I don't think it was their regular one.
It was offset.
Because EFN wasn't there for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So this either had to be early in or like a sub one.
It's a sub one.
Yeah, because he's always been in. Mm-hmm. He's always been down there.
Yeah, the throw off is the subject matter.
But literally a year ago, Jaguar. I can't even say her name right. Jaguar, right?
Yep.
Told us that Diddy was the diddler. She gave the most information that had been known to date.
Yeah, and she's been wilding. Really,
she was on that on the couch talking, wasn't she?
Yes, for like 3 hours.
Yeah. Real life. What's her name? Street. What is it? Some shit like that.
She,
I watched
it. She. It's not Atlantic. What was it? Uptown. Right? Not Uptown.
Uptown.
So
Uptown. Andre Harrell.
She literally like.
It was five
mafia boarded in the FBI room. The Uptown Record executives with Puffy and who was alive and what happened and how things.
I think I've seen that.
Transpired.
I think I've seen that.
It's Andre Harrell, I'll Be Sure, Kim Porter.
Kim Porter.
Mm-hmm. All the five people who started Uptown, also mm-hmm. Heavy D. And
everybody dead besides I'll Be Sure, and he almost was.
He was in a coma, right. And Puff.
He was the same thing that happened to Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, Uptown.
What happened to Jamie Foxx?
The recipe. I'm telling you, man, like they say, these places, they'll take your DNA, so your hair, get you to have a party, get you to touch something, take that to the lab, and all they gotta do is know how to chemically destroy you. So now, there's several ways you can do it.
This nigga
aerosol, odorless, in a lot of different transmissions.
Yeah. They're like, this nigga has a heart problem.
All of these things.
What's so crazy? You know,
what's triggering?
No, that's real talk.
Like that James Bond shit.
Have you ever done the 23andMe?
Totally.
Thing?
No,
I don't. And I won't do it because it's so detailed.
I have one sitting at the crib for like 3 or 4 years.
Bro, it's so detailed.
It was a gift, and I was told to by a family member, and I was like, I can't do that shit.
Is that the shit to tell you, like, just where you from?
It tells you down to...
And they have it anyway.
How much Wakanda you is.
But, like, it tells you, like, what's in, like, what's in you, too. Like, pause. But, like, it explains, like, why...
Because somebody was saying...
Somebody was...
From Belgrade.
And what is this called?
The 23andMe.
You think Diddy did that? Think about it.
I think they got better.
You get it? But you get it? 23andMe?
Eh,
Lamar.
That's Lamar.
That's a power bot.
That's a Lamar. That's a power bot. Hey, so, so okay, what is a power? Is do we have this on definition, or is, did he just create this?
What
no, power bottom?
What's a power?
Now listen, I'm not in that area. That community. Yeah, I'm not in that community.
Throwing the term around.
So like
power bottom.
So I've heard of bottoms and tops.
What's power mean?
Don't know what the fuck the
what's power mean.
So I'm ridiculous.
Able to endure.
When I find things funny, especially with language, I look it up. Right. So when I hear power bottom, I don't know what that is. So I'm going to see what that is. Right.
You got a strong hitter at the bottom of the line.
I looked that up. It's exactly what you think it is, buddy.
Read the definition.
He can go for days. What do you want to do? He'll take on the whole team.
He takes.
Mulin.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Soreless bottom.
Yeah.
Dodge, ram.
And my definition.
Exactly.
My definition was more.
Subtle.
Than the true definition. Than Webster's.
The true definition?
It says a sexual partner who likes to lie back and receive pleasure in the bedroom, but nothing else. But did you know there's certain terms? A man who likes to run the show even when he's receiving end of set. What?
Man, they got too many definitions now. There's too many definitions, man.
Never mind. That was the wrong one.
That was the intro.
I think that's the bottom. Power bottom.
Here we go.
Is they're controlled the tempo of sex along with the depth of penetration. So I don't, cause it gives real detail, but basically, like, I guess so from what I'm getting, a bottom is a motherfucker that just sit there and just let whatever happen. Power bottom is a nigga that's taking initiative. Niggas taking initiative.
There's a difference between a pond and the ocean.
Yes.
It's all water
around.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Matter of fact, you ever had a girl that fuck you back?
Power bottom.
No. Hey.
That's the best way to explain it.
I mean, that's the real
way. A girl that would be like,
not necessarily.
Throw me in this position and all that shit.
No. Here we go. It's even better. Pond, ocean. You can go fishing in both, right? You only got sharks and whales in one. It's an octopus and ships riding around, lost planes.
Scurvy out there.
Hey.
There ain't no scurvy in the pond.
Swimming.
You can't catch scurvy in the
swimming.
Ponds. You can't.
These is oceans.
That's salt water.
Man. Yeah. So somebody, you got a power bottle.
That means he's in there, and that's what happens. They're all doing these rooms, and the motherfucker accidentally walk in the room and see that happen. Now it makes sense. If it didn't, for anybody that still believe in Santa Claus.
And then his voice.
They in there hitting the grizzly bear.
He's in there. He's literally living out that Ric Flair line. He Rolex wearing, jet stealing, willing, dealing. Limousine riding. That's what he's doing.
Yo, Sunday church gonna be crazy.
It's been crazy.
Well, first of all, he's gonna have a guest speaker. I put $100 on it. He's gonna have a guest speaker.
You're PR man. He's gonna have a guest speaker.
He gotta address that.
No, he don't.
The best thing to do is to not address it.
He's working on addressing it, possibly, maybe, but they
as a pastor, you gotta address it.
No, he gotta wait.
Has he been cotton? That you ain't worried about anyway?
No, you gotta.
You gotta go remote.
That's what he's doing.
He's gone already.
His people have him somewhere.
You drunk if you think TD Jakes is at home.
What's the next move?
He's not at home.
It's not worried about what Sunday happens. Sunday, not in church.
Ain't good people. Everybody's going to be in the church. These people trying to assassin me. I got to be remote.
So what you just think? The church folks going to show up on Sunday and nobody else?
I don't even think he's going to do that.
Time out.
So he's like, why y'all all?
Wait. No. So wait. I've been at church when some wild stuff that happened before.
Our church.
But we didn't know though. We didn't know either. We didn't know the story before it came.
TV 20 was.
He's got to address. No, you got to address it.
But TV 20 gonna be there.
He don't.
He does.
TV20 gonna be. He does.
He does have to address it, but when?
In due time.
When does that address
it? I don't know. The more Sundays he doesn't address it, it's gonna be more. I'm gonna talk to y'all
about what they talking about, but it ain't today.
Yeah. Because you got to look at it like this. He still has to wait until the evidence drop first. Because he don't want to jump the
this
gun.
This is alleged.
He can't jump, jump the gun yet. So he has to
this
wait.
This is social media talking about.
Yeah.
But that's... I'm addressing it.
Put it like this. There's going
to
be...
If I was in a position, I'm going to address it now.
But you're not TD Jakes, though.
It's still the devil until proven
guilty.
He's a liar.
This is what we know.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
We know this.
Hold on. This is what we know. We know for a fact that we will never see a video of that.
Never.
No.
Never. Oh,
I don't know.
Never.
It's kind of hard to tell.
So now it doesn't have to be one at
everything
all.
Gets leaked.
Because you know what? Honestly,
I don't know.
Honestly, you can't, you can't record with your phone at TD Jakes's.
No, but this
you
is
can't
a
record. There's nobody in the congregation who can record.
No, we talking about Diddy's party.
Church.
I'm talking about Diddy.
We talking about what we record at Diddy's party.
Okay, we talking about the party.
Now, I'm not going to rule out we won't see it. Because the way technology is going, I don't know anymore. Niggas are seeing
somebody's got to die people if that come out.
So this is what I'm saying. The group of people that we're talking about.
For sure.
Have the amount of money.
Yeah.
To make it not be able to be seen.
Yeah,
so this happened in the past.
So no major outlet is going to release any of this information.
They don't want that smoke.
They're getting paid to release the information that they release anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So they just ain't going to get this.
So we need a hacker.
How much is
and
he
that's
paying?
The only way.
We need all hackers. Please get your hands on that shit.
Or
whistleblowers.
Yeah. It would have to be one of them.
So I think what happened is when Cassie turned over that phone, it didn't have videos of that. It had
messages and
audio.
So what was the video? It said videos and it said video, audio, messages.
But it wasn't a him power bottoming.
No, I wouldn't
expect to have that. I just need to be able to.
That's alleged.
I just want to see him walk in the room.
To it.
If he walk in the room, that's just like.
Well, I think they got all that.
If you got pictures.
Well, if they got that, then it's lit.
They got him at the parties.
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to be there.
TD Jakes.
He's not supposed to be there. But matter of fact, he was.
You keep your distance from certain.
You seen that?
You got to.
You seen that?
But I'm not making any excuses for him. I'm just painting a realistic picture.
Mm-hmm.
Where these people are at, that's like maybe a fundraiser I'm going to.
Right.
Like Rico said, where's your wife?
Where your wife at?
It's at, again, she don't go to all these, she don't go to none of the fundraisers.
Yeah.
You're taking associates past
this is business. Yes, this is, I'm on the business.
True. I mean, true that.
Listen, if I see a
because that's how a lot of things, like, again, this is private sector, and a lot of things are done in these environments. It's entertainment, so all your meetings are going to be entertaining. All of these things, it's like, motherfucker throws parties.
Yeah.
Well,
Kirk Franklin might have been there.
Exactly. He paid me $25,000 to come by here.
Kumbaya.
And just make a guest appearance, because he's okay guy.
It looks good. For us to take pictures together.
Like all of those, all of that, those
and me to lay on your
happen.
Shoulder.
Listen,
and
I take pictures at parties for $50,000.
Yeah,
that motherfuckers don't know about.
Yeah,
I do that
because I mean, look, I will say this: if I seen a pastor on Figueroa at 5 p.m., I'm cool with that. I see a pastor in Figueroa at 2 a.m. Don't tell me you was down there trying to talk these women off the street. You buying pussy.
You can't tell me that.
Ooh,
you're not supposed to be outside.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
you're guilty.
You're over guilty.
Jack. Wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny you say that.
Hey, and for those who don't know, the Bible talks about that too.
What's outside past the
best? You're guilty.
Yeah.
You know. He know.
That's funny.
Fishing.
Jaguar referred to, they said, what do you think about TD Jakes being at a Diddy party? And she was like, TD Jakes being at a Diddy party, to me, she said, first of all, when I seen that picture, it just made me think about the pastor on Friday. Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then she went on to say some other stuff, but it was like, man, just craziness.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, you can't
hey, man, these past people put pastors on this crazy. These niggas ain't different than you.
Human. Nah.
The human. And matter of fact, they might be more vulnerable because they trying to fight against
temptation. Mm-hmm.
All the time. But hey, just stop with the cap and you're human too.
Look, you want
just know. Just let us know that.
You want to know something that I literally seen yesterday, which is funny to everything. I'm just scrolling through my Facebook shorts and I literally see a pastor pop up and they're like questioning this pastor, like, hey, so you don't make no money off the church? He said, no, I got a 9-to-5. I got a job. I said, what? He said, yeah, I got a job. I take care of my family. I don't need church to take care of my family. I don't need no money for this. This is what I do. He said, you know what? He said, I've been all around the world. And he said, I've also ran into other pastors and they told me that some of them just became pastors because they couldn't find a job. And bro, that was like, whoa. But I already knew that.
I believe that.
My mom would tell you, I questioned that. And I'm like, why does the pastor get paid to do this? I used to be one. I'm like, why you don't go get a job? And that always stuck with me.
It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope.
It is.
There's certain duties that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, you know, you go see the sick and shut in. You go visit people at the hospital. You know what I'm saying? You got Bibles. You're running certain things where you're not a 9-to-5. You know, doesn't make any sense.
For sure.
You know, it doesn't get taken care of. So that's why, you know, you're also probably, depending on your affiliate, I don't want to say affiliation in the wrong way, but are you Baptist? Are you Catholic? They move pastors around. Mm-hmm. So they might uproot your whole family and mm-hmm. put you in a different city.
Yeah.
So they provide a house.
Yeah.
All of that.
They provide.
That's how my grandma church is. Yeah. You got a whole crib and all that.
You guys think that's wrong or?
It depends. And it depends
it's
on
a slippery
how it's
slope.
Used.
I got it. Just depends on the.
It depends on how it's used.
The organization.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a PK. My mom's was a pastor. You know what I'm saying? And she got paid. But she also retired from the secretary, from the state.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So she had a job. And then when she. But she also had responsibility. I mean, gas money. She had churches in Jacksonville, churches in mm-hmm. like Alton.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about driving maybe 2 times a week and maybe on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So there's also, upkeep with the church. When you don't maintain things, they'll fall apart on you.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Quick. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a slippery slope, man. Because I'm not with the they don't shouldn't get paid because
I'm not overly against that.
Yeah, I'm not against that.
You got weddings,
yeah,
you got
all of the
funerals,
above.
Yeah.
In the time
you baptizing babies,
you're there for sure.
You should be because
not being like just being a musician, I'm there,
yeah,
a lot,
yeah.
I'm not getting paid,
and you're not the minister of music,
none of that. But it's a slippery slope because it's all opinion. You know, like, what is he doing with it? Yeah. What can I do? You know, like, all that.
I kind of feel like it's almost like the professional sports argument. If the money's there, you got to pay him, right?
For sure.
I mean, y'all raising
money. Where's it go? And like you said, so you got to, in a sense, you either getting funded or you need to raise enough money to maintain the building, mm-hmm. right?
You got to do that. It's a must.
And that's going to depend on your congregation. So if your congregation is at this level of class of people,
mm-hmm.
then you need to be kicking in.
Yeah.
True.
What are we talking about?
True. True.
If your life's getting enriched this much, let's kick in to maintain this and make sure this dude can deliver what he needs to on a regular basis.
Let's also understand that.
Or this person.
Sure.
This is our spiritual leader. We are buying into the, people go to church on Sunday just because it's a thing to do. Mm-hmm. We know that. People go to church on Sunday just to say, I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Sunday. I take my family. Okay. But you got a chick on the other side of town or whatever. So it's a look thing. It's a we go to church thing. We pay into it. My mom did. I was raised in the church. It's a thing you do sometimes. People aren't even, spirituality isn't in a building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what we're talking about is keeping a building up. And then you look at, like you say, different congregations, the Catholic Church, there's more, that money comes from Rome.
Yeah.
But I go down 18th Street and I see a church that we got. How many churches is on the east side? You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, when I hear Catholic Church, I think a tradition. Like you say, you pass that. That's that religion is passed down through generations, and it's not skipped the way or missed.
You eat, the way you get married, the way you marry,
you hit all these marks.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother is not paying for my wedding unless I marry a Catholic.
All of that.
What? And it happens.
So
you better find you a good Catholic boy, and you did it. You picked one, or she wasn't paying for that wedding.
She be going over to mess with them Christians.
Hey.
She them Baptist boys do it to me.
Baptist boys do. The Baptist boys.
Niggas show up to church in Tim's.
They got drums in the church. There's churches that ain't got no drums.
There's churches that ain't got no drums. They got drums and they ain't got a drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, or the ones that don't play songs that need drums.
Absolutely. Yeah. All of that.
Yeah, real hymns.
Hymns.
Oh, yeah. We're singing. Yeah, we're playing. There's nothing else.
My wife, her church that she was going to, they had nothing. Everybody was like,
low key.
I'm coming from a Baptist church. I'm like, what is all?
You gotta have people to play them, but where do the people come from? Todd was around the drums when he was crawling.
Mm-hmm.
So you got little 6 and 7 year olds who can play the drums, and now they 12 and now they 23. And this boy been playing since he was 6.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's in that church. That I sit there and look at my pastor.
True.
He plays the piano, but his nephew plays the piano.
Yeah.
And his son plays the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's dang near the same house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you throw a guy over here with the trumpet. And we got a 4-piece.
Yeah.
Now we got a 5-piece. And another guy plays, you know what I'm saying? We got another keyboard.
Oh, he got a guitar. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't let none of them know how to play multiple.
Oh,
yeah.
don't let Chili Bryant be the bass.
Exactly.
You got to experience. You got a set.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got 2 drummers and
all of the above.
You'll have people coming.
Yeah, my little brother in Chicago. He literally
double entendre.
Yeah. That.
Hey, 'tis the season and I'm again. I deliver, baby.
FedEx.com.
Yo.
2024 coming to y'all.
Yeah, man.
And this is the last show before the new year.
Yeah, so we had to cut up for sure.
How was 2023 for everybody?
Too fast.
It was really quick.
Yeah.
It's like that, the older we get, baby.
Man, I rehabbed that knee in this holiday season. I was like, damn.
You sure did.
That's crazy.
Holiday season.
It was Halloween. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The leaves are falling off the trees.
Time plays a different role when you get older, man.
When you're watching your kids, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It seems like you put them to sleep and you're waking them up.
Their school years are...
They're lying.
Yeah.
They're not 12 months.
Exactly. So
you're like, oh, you in sixth grade. That's been 12 years now.
All of that.
You graduating?
Yeah.
Like, it's only really been, you know, yeah. They say the feds do that to you. You got 150 months. Bro signed it and was like, man. He's like, man, I just got 150 months, fam. He's like, man, divide that by 12.
Dates.
Yeah, but they... But like, bro, he said they can't add quick like that. You got cats that can't read their paperwork.
You got cats that can't read.
You messing with dumb criminals. They're not criminals because of choice. It's necessity. Mm-hmm. You're trying to eat. And let me go pull this heist. And yeah, I'm going to buy some dumb shit, but I don't know no better.
What else are you going to do? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, what are you striving for?
Like, if you don't have a family and you don't have a career,
a goal.
What's going on?
You just living.
Like, exactly. So I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just, that's the question.
That is the question.
You're not like, living for nothing.
That's the reality.
Yeah, because I feel like we're all in the same boat with that mind state. Like, you got something going on. Obviously.
Yeah.
That's why we here.
Got a reason to not die.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have nothing going on.
I don't even got friends like that. All the friends I did have like that, I'm no longer kicking with them.
No.
That's crazy.
Okay, you have nothing in common.
I hate this question. What you on? Shit. Shit.
They want to know.
What you do today? Shit.
It becomes a trust issue.
I don't trust you.
I don't want you at the crib because you ain't got shit to lose.
Say, what you mean?
You ain't on nothing.
Hey, that's funny.
What you doing today? Nothing.
And that's
nothing.
I got things to maintain. I got things to maintain.
That's wild too.
I got things to maintain over here, man.
So like if you had like if you just had $500 million, you would have to figure out something to do.
You have to.
Yeah.
Or you would go crazy and you would blow that shit and you turn into an addict of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why niggas just start going around doing shit. Say, hey. Say, give buddy some money. Say, what do I just got all this money? I don't know what to do with it. I need to do something with it to make myself feel good. Like, yo, I just got money.
Get charitable. There's millions.
Yeah, you want $1 million, you got to get rid of $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely got to.
You can't keep it.
Nah. Nah.
It's always about exchange.
Life is, it's all an exchange.
You got to put it back.
Got to put it back.
This year.
That's income taxes for you. Hey, well, let's give the poor money and put it right back.
It is the currency. It's going to make sure you put it back because somebody's going to come and take it. Somebody will if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like we had Santrell Carson on the podcast a couple episodes ago. He was talking about, you know, finances a little bit, but reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I've said this before, but this is very important. That book also had a online video game to it, where it was called The Rat Race. And it was basically get out of the rat race of a 9-to-5 and acquire assets that made as much as your 9-to-5. So you could then leave it and then go from there. Right. Yeah. So my goal was to become a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
In the game, reach that. Oh, now by the time, you know, this takes a couple days for me to become a millionaire. I'm figuring out the game. Long story short, now I can become a millionaire within 5 minutes of playing the game because there is a literal way to become these things, right? And one of those things in there that I seen was, it was kind of like Monopoly. You land on something, flip a card over. Oh, shit, your windows is broke. Replace them in your rental properties. All that shit, right? So it was like when it came to basically being a good person, giving away some of that money you've been acquiring, whether it be charitable donation or the Girl Scouts knocked on your door, you can turn them away. You had these decisions to make. And when you didn't make the giving decision, you had to replace some windows and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
That karma.
It's the law of attraction.
It was teaching karma and the law of attraction at the same time.
People get confused with karma and think it's just something bad. It's what you put out to the universe comes back. Now, they just think karma is a bad consequence.
Nah. I got good karma. I feel like I got good karma.
Whenever you donated to something, next thing you put your money into, immediately it was like, oh, this shit's flourishing. It quadrupled in value immediately.
You put in enough for 2% stock.
It's a law of attraction, though. That's
scare money don't make money either.
That's a fact. You definitely got to gamble. If you don't gamble, you're going to be shit out of luck.
And the gamble's an educated gamble. It's not like, oh, I wish. It's not a hope.
It's a move.
It's a move.
It's a move.
It's plotted. It's a play. It's planned. It's strategized. Right. It's executed. And then you look at the... Then you learn from the results. So your next move, you know how to make it, you know, and you keep playing. And when you stop playing, that's when you lose. As long as you could buy it twice, we barely buying it once.
Yeah, it was many a times I couldn't buy that motherfucker once and did it. It was like, I'm finna do it, I'm gonna do it. But it paid off. It might not have paid off right away, but.
To change and, what you need,
yeah,
and that's what you want,
and that's kind of different. Like investing in what you're doing instead of like, I just bought some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's different.
Nigga just bought some shit. Just cause it ain't gonna
I
be nothing.
I can't stand bought some shit.
I bought some VC and some Jordans, but I didn't buy the mic.
Hard work, hard earned money should be invested.
Real life,
real talk. I mean, you because you.
you put the blood, the sweat, you know what I mean, the time, the back, the energy. You know what I'm saying? You should, I mean, that spin, I get that, but the save too, but the invest. That's when it gets to work and assets.
Yeah, it's wild though, because I really feel old because I remember a time when $100 meant something. Mm. Right? So just going out to eat at a fast food restaurant is fucking 40. $50.
Quick. Smooth $50.
Quick.
And that's appalling.
McDonald's beat y'all. Have you ever went to McDonald's?
That's one of the worst. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Dude, let me put some math out for y'all. Hash brown at McDonald's is $2.39. You get two of them, that's $5. That's two hash browns at McDonald's for $5. I go to Hy-Vee. I get the Hy-Vee brand bag of hash browns. I don't know how many's in it. It's $7.
8 to 10 at least.
No, there ain't 8 to 10. There's damn near 20 in there.
That's what I'm saying. At least.
Yeah.
More than two.
Right. Absolutely.
It's $7 before tax. It's $7. So it ain't gonna come to 10. It ain't gonna come to 9, really. You know what I'm saying? And if it does, I can work with that. So that's a little math on McDonald's.
The reality of everything is this. I told y'all motherfuckers this a long time ago. When the Mayans predicted the end of the world, they wasn't talking about the globe being gone. It was about everything that happened in life before that you can remember. That shit's done.
Mm-hmm.
That $100 is done. Remember McDonald's when it was $3.21 for the all of any value meal that you want? That shit's done.
Yeah.
$6 for the value meal? That shit's done.
Yeah, McDouble used to really be $1.07.
Dollar menu, done. Extra ketchup, done.
Extra sauce. Done.
You're not even getting your sauce you were supposed to get.
No. Three instead of three sauces with a 20 piece.
We'll change the sizes on your ass. Done.
Yeah.
Four sauces.
And that's when they started. Like, you never heard of the Mandela effect before.
Oh, cuz. Why was I on that to pause?
Yeah, but I just was watching that shit like 2 days ago, the Mandela effect.
Changing that history?
Like, all of that shit is hitting because something happened.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call it, but I'll tell you this, it ain't what you thought it was.
It ain't what you thought it was.
Hey, cuz, I'm going to talk about some of that that illusion of freedom that you be referring to.
Yes.
Let's look at the soda. We talked about McDonald's and everything being crazy. The quarter pounder's smaller. The bun is crazy smaller. You know what I'm saying? Now look at the soda. That's the only thing that's 99 cents, right? So that makes you feel like you're getting a deal. Any size, 99 cents. That's carbon. That's flushed with water. That's syrup and carbonated water.
And with ice. More water. So it's 99% water.
And that's the deal you're getting.
They're called bag in the boxes.
You've worked at a spot.
Yeah, I worked at Pepsi.
The perforated.
Bag in the boxes at $25.
That's a quarter.
$25.
That's a quarter.
So that's really...
Every 25 people pay for one of them boxes.
That's better than the pack and then serve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the cut on that is crazy.
No.
What's the math on that cut?
The cut.
That's the biggest.
The cut is...
Of anything.
The cut is extra crazy because you being an employee there...
It's double cut.
You're paying... For your 20 ounce in their machine at that place, you're not paying $1.80, $2, $2.10. You're paying 40 cents. And they're still making money.
A lot.
So 20 ounce bottle, 40 cents when you're working there, it's $1.80, $9, $2, $2.50.
For the mouse-minded people. Right? Think of this.
Killing it.
A global product.
And that liquid, they're wet.
With cents profit. But they're making dollar profit
off of global
products.
unbelievable.
It probably cost them 3 cents to make that shit.
It has to be less.
It's fractions of cents.
It has to be less because they never, ever did they sell cans. 40 cents for 20 ounce.
Low key, I can't
tell. There's no cans being sold.
Low key.
Right.
Do niggas still sell individual cans?
Yeah.
Hey.
You get you a Fago Pop. Somebody's still breaking down or somebody's fractional.
They're a dollar.
Brand name.
They're a dollar.
Dollar better.
Oh, yeah. I might as well just go ahead and get the 24
joint. And they probably $1.25 by now.
For you'll sure.
Get, you'll get that at a restaurant.
Quick.
You can buy it wholesale. Not a restaurant, but like a stand or something like that. Because you can buy it wholesale.
The percentage on the profit has to be crazy.
I mean, that, like you're
it's
saying,
good business.
Think of it, buying it wholesale. When you buy, I don't even buy soda, but it's like it's beer, whatever you're talking about that comes in quantities in bottles or cans, right? So it's like when you buy that 6-pack, that 24-pack, that shit just gets cheaper.
Yeah. I think it costs more for bottling it.
It has to because of the container.
Right.
And but that glass. And it's
they want to serve you the bag
because, like, in all reality, I think these places are more bottling companies. And
but at this point, they
call Coca-Cola bottling.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's I think it's more bottling than the anything.
They
also have the glass come back and the recycle.
Before the
aluminum can was used, it was bottled.
Right.
You talk about milk. You talk about mason jars. Your grandma's.
It tastes better. It smokes better.
Yeah. Plus, the glass blowing and the glass creating technique before the smelting of aluminum was taking place. Smelting is a newer process. And now, if you look at it, your cans are a lot thinner. They're using a less percentage of the can now. Because and also your bottling is going to aluminum. You got the all aluminum bottles now.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the cap with the bottle. And I just referred to what? Two different things. Like this is plastic, this is glass. The other one is metal and glass. The aluminum is one shot. And it's thinner, it's costing less. And what are we doing? We're sending carbonated water, hops, barley, water. Yeah. Yeah, crazy process.
They're getting it.
Crazy. And we're shipping it cross country in trucks. Now we have an international. Look at the
people's
Budweiser
addicted joint. To it.
Look at the Budweiser.
Oh, shit. For sure.
Crazy.
You have a whole.
I bet you there's more people that's addicted to that than the illegal drugs.
I believe that. Definitely. Mountain Dew for sure. Mountain Dew, Pepsi, alone. Coke.
Name brand alone.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you know, so crazy. Sure. They don't even know they're addicted.
No.
I'm not addicted.
You know why they're not
addicted? I just need my 12-pack.
you know why they're not addicted?
I just need this or I'm going to be mad all day. Okay?
Oh, man.
I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah.
But to the point... But to
right
the point
now.
Where you were... not today.
No. I ain't talking about
or
right
tomorrow.
Now. What's wrong with y'all?
But to the point where you wear it on your shirt. I need my morning coffee. But what does that mean? That means you ain't functioning.
You're an asshole. You need to go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
You need some
exercise.
You need some exercise or some sex exercise.
Hey, that changes shit.
It does. But you want a cup of Joe.
I want this depressant that's an upper.
Man.
Depressant. Upper depressant.
Hey, I want this hot ass coffee on ice.
I never understood that shit. Iced coffee, bro. It's like,
but as you say that, ice. Hold on, because
it's cold outside. I want some
hot coffee.
Hold on,
hold on.
Tasting like a Danish.
No. The world you know is full of shit.
Definitely.
I literally seen some shit today that was like Dr. Pepper was marketed originally as a hot or cold drink.
No,
it's a soda. Yeah. It's the same. It's the same.
Room temperature.
Shit.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Like hot chocolate.
Hot tea.
Oh. With a slice of orange in that motherfucker.
I
for the
you seen that? Bus.
It was.
Probably is because it's 23 different poisons in that motherfucker.
Now that's a different mix.
That's back when it was.
Yes, it's all the same theory.
Because Coca-Cola with cocaine.
Selling that 23 is new.
Yeah, that 23. See.
Back when it was pure.
Dog, when I was working at the joint,
back
I
when
seen,
the doctor
I seen all the
nigga said,
drink your one soda a day.
Dr. Mario in them.
Hey, they say it's what the doctor ordered.
Damn.
It's what the doctor ordered.
That's so fucked up.
They say they so cold, they using Prince's image and he gone.
Yep.
Hey.
To sell sodas.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but like you say, it's when I seen my shorty at his birthday party, you know what I'm saying? He was, and I went and got him a little crazy. Got him a little Sixer Sunkiss, you know, the little short joints. You know, and he was sitting there, he knocked about 3 or 4 of them back, and I'm like, it was the same thing. You hit the way I'm saying it. It's the way it was looking.
These little bitches ain't shit. I'm finna fuck these up.
But it's like, yo, yeah, it was kind of like he was enjoying something that he'd never had really before, because we never, you know, no soda for him. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, well, so and so drinks soda.
He dad tripping these little bitches. It's like,
I don't mean nothing. But yeah, it's like
cracking, you know, the bitches always.
But you know how? Nah, he wild.
Cracked the sound on his head.
He got my son in here 316.
These little bitches ain't shit.
Cold.
Hey, he took it to the crack on his
head. So they really stone cold.
Yeah.
Hey, he get addicted to the cracking sound of the other plastic popping.
Yeah. But you know how short these is at family.
Oh no, yeah.
You be like, man, hey, that's your third one. That's it. That's your last one.
Yeah,
that's your last one. And that's why I bought him small, and then, you know, let him.
And the only reason I'm saying that, because like I like, that's why I stopped buying the little joints, because like I know that's like the perfect amount I should have one of them.
Yeah, that's the one they sell.
That's for the meal, and then I need the snacks later.
It's never enough.
I think I'm gonna lay down.
The serving of.
Crack them motherfuckers down.
You sit back and be like, I really had like 2.
Just a serving of anything ain't enough for me.
It's not.
Right.
I don't know what our gluttony
is. How much is this one serving? I need 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 5. I live a buffet life.
I don't know if it's
4.
Gluttonous. I'm just more than a regular.
Well, that's cool. I wasn't speaking for you, but we have a buffet
American
society.
Yes,
American, yes, you know,
as
sure.
as an American,
absolutely.
Here, for instance, I was at a buffet this morning.
Oh, no, wait, where was you at?
No, we got the room, and the room was comped with the you know what I'm saying. You go down, and breakfast is till 10, and they had some eggs and some, you know what I'm saying. I went through.
Oh yeah,
so
run it.
So
how long did you shit?
Doesn't run the eggs.
Hey, see.
How long did you shit out?
Here's the thing. I didn't have the patty sausage or the links.
you had the healthy breakfast.
You kind of go through. Breakfast. Hey, they had
yogurt and granola.
They had the fire. They had the fire taters. They were the peasant potatoes. It was really
they're
good.
Small ones.
The peasant.
They wasn't. They wasn't little though.
Oh, they wasn't.
They wasn't
fingerling.
they was the squares, but they was bigger than the little ones you talking about. You talking about the little ones with the peppers in them.
Big dice.
I think they call it peasant because it's how it's cut. It's a cut.
It is
a peasant.
I get it. Yes, that is a peasant.
Damn.
Cut.
Yeah.
Did it have steak with it?
Ooh.
It wasn't that kind. It wasn't
continental kind of breakfast.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
It wasn't continental.
It wasn't peasant.
It wasn't a spread like that.
Yeah.
There wasn't nobody working.
I'm still going.
They was changing things out. Wasn't nobody fashioning at the red lights.
No, you don't need nobody doing that. No, we don't need all that.
Oh, you been the one that didn't have the prime?
And I'd have been to a lot of ones for work.
A lot of them.
The best one I went to was
a lot of things.
See, the best one I went to was a Chicago Bears pregame.
Oh, definitely
with players, and it's like the prime rib, the egg. Yeah. You drinking Miller Lite in the morning,
buddy,
it's
with
like
that Boyardee hat on.
Oh, yeah, all white.
Yeah,
all
like,
white.
What you need, family?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, with the white tint.
I almost feel like everything is cooked to order.
It has to be.
Even if it's like, you want some French toast? It's cooking. Well, hold on.
We not letting nothing sit around.
Right.
That changes it. Salmon.
That makes. That's real stuff.
Yeah,
you want a kosher breakfast?
That's upper echelon. That's different. That's Michelin star type. Yeah, upper crust.
But how long did you shit though?
I ain't yet.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's tragic.
No, I did before I
tragic. Ate. Oh, okay. You did.
But that's
it
the only thing I've got ingested today. I'm telling you, it was a hell of a party, man. There was like a 9-foot robot in the motherfucker.
Oh, that's a party.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
He got on the dance floor and people went crazy. then they started playing Miami Sound Machine Congo and the cat just started walking. The whole dance floor walked off the dance floor with him. There was trips to Aruba. It was giving away prizes left and right. It was a company party, G. Mm. The crazy thing is the same party happened the night before for a different company that they own.
Mm, they killed it.
Killed it, dog. It was, I mean, for real. It was a good time. I had a good time.
Hey, that's so crazy. That's crazy, man. I ain't had no Christmas party in 2-3 years, dog. Like, what's going on? It's Christmas time.
You can't just leave the job when a tornado comes in town,
dog. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like,
some companies don't do it, but what I understood also was with this being that type of work that they do, being healthcare and whatnot, the morale, the investments once again into these people. Like I said, he was winning TVs, he was winning ninjas, and the way he was winning it is you had to have this raffle ticket. And it wasn't a 50-50, but to get a raffle ticket, you had to be on the dance floor. So it kept people on the dance floor all night long.
Perfect.
Then it was instances where it was like, okay, when I call this ticket, I'm giving away this TV, but if you on the dance floor right now, this is going with it. These headphones. So like I said, trips to Aruba, around anywhere in the continental U.S. I mean, it was several things. So it was like they had a great, I mean, free open bar.
Mm-hmm. Again, if the nice. Money's there, you got to incentivize the employees, especially if it's if we're talking about those employees are touching clients, the community, they're a service.
Sure.
You know, frontline workers, sort teachers, all of that stuff.
I'm kind of a little, you know, I'm not a jealous guy. I'm kind of a little jealous everybody didn't have these Christmas parties.
Wasn't even mine. I was a man, dog.
I had a cool one, too.
I'm going to tell you how crazy the night was, though. It was the 5 o'clock. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You 5 o'clock, they had cocktails. Then they had dinner. Then they had awards. And then they had dessert. Then they had dancing the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? That was the itinerary.
Right.
We get there. Like, we went to Applebee's before, and I'm going to tell you why. We ready to walk out the door. Mother-in-law comes in. She has the baby, and everything's cool. Baby looks good. We ready to go. I got my good watch on. You know what I'm saying? We stay in the night. We go to the crowd. We live in town. Everybody else is from out of town. You know what I'm saying? Little surrounding area, Jacksonville, Taylorville. So we stay in. We ain't going to waste the room. You know, we put the bags in, and she's just used to doing things a certain way. Her purse is, you know, got one of them. Was it Dobbs? Is that what it's called? A Dobb? I don't have that. So Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Shuts the door, trunk a couple times, goes back and forth. The third time, she goes to get in the car, and she turns around, and she's like, damn. Goes back to get the keys, because she can't, you know what I mean? That motherfucker didn't go up. The car shut. So we had to call the locksmith and all that. We missed the cocktails, the drinks. We dressed. Fob. Yes. I lost the other one, maybe, man, so early when we got the car. So early.
$300. Oh, down the drain.
Easy.
So, no. So the dude we call shows up in 20 minutes. He does something, gets the air pump, gets the window from separating, gets something in there, pulls that lock, gets in there, and then the car alarm goes off and the electric locks up.
Problem.
So the fob isn't... It's fob, right? Not dime. Yeah, fob. It's a fob. Right.
Yeah. I was thinking of a purse. I was like, a dime?
Yeah.
Like, damn. Whatever. Enrico co-signed the shit.
I knew what he was talking about.
Hey,
I knew what he was talking about. It was because when he did like this, I was like, key fob.
Rico used to slow cats. He was like, yeah, just keep say the story. Just keep talking.
He can keep cooking.
I got it before you said. I got it before he said it again. And then he said he was like confirming it anyway.
Yeah, I pay attention to signs when nigga did like them, like keep fine.
See, I'm trying to keep it going. I don't know what I'm saying.
Keep cooking. Yeah.
So it's in the trunk. So it's a different story. So, you know, we get rid of the car seat, which is a story, and we realize we don't have one of them cars that have the fold down. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, okay, what are we going to do?
Ooh.
He ends up calling the so then he tries to fake the lockout. You know what I'm saying? You could mess with the door lock to where it thinks that you have a manual key.
Yeah.
And it automatically just, you know, mm-hmm. it lets you on in.
Right.
You hit it with just the tip and it lets you on.
Yeah, you go get it. It's going.
A little tip.
Let's come on in. Yeah, so on. That didn't work.
Not TD. So, he's a power bottom. He don't want just to.
He's a power five. Clemetheus Jackson.
You think he took his cross off before Oklahoma he?
Hey man. He's gonna have to hit the portal.
Yeah. Oh.
The preacher portal.
Hey, that sounds invasive.
He's ready.
Sounds like some Stargate shit.
He's ready. But no,
Steppenwolf.
Back to the
so
the locksmith.
So we call the locksmith. Locksmith comes through, and I'm telling you, dog, we was rushing. I had the car halfway in the garage. Locksmith, you know, bless his heart.
Where are you at? The house or you at?
We at the crib.
Okay.
We trying to leave.
Oh, I thought y'all was at.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought until he said that. That's why I had to get confirmation.
I'm sorry. Like I said, mom is in the house, so we just getting ready to leave. She putting the
damn,
stuff
y'all
in.
Ain't even out the driveway yet.
She put the shit in the trunk.
Fumbled in the end zone.
Oh, man. She put the shit in the trunk.
Yeah.
So
they kicked it off. Parents kicked it off. He didn't wave it off. He's like, I'm gonna bring this shit out of the Izzo. Oh, that dropped it.
I didn't do it. So I had to keep the peace because I know how I would have acted in that situation had it been my fault. And she was about to go berserk. So I said, okay, what's the next move?
Yeah.
I had to pull her back and say, okay, where we going?
Drinks.
Hey, I went to the store. I got a six of Corona.
Yeah.
I got a six of Corona. And that
they
little,
need to calm down.
Hey, that little crown zone. I got a six of cross there. Sit down, chill. Mom's still in here. What we going to do?
Yeah.
What's the your work shit in there? Because you got to work from the joint when you get up. We going to the crown down the street. We live in town. We don't need to do this. So we got to take all your shit. So here we go. So he come. Bless his heart. He like 3+. So he a big boy. I ain't got a big garage. And I didn't park with the back of the car all the way in.
Oh, so he got a...
Oh, dog.
Janky promoters.
Yeah. Back on the wall, gut on the car.
he hated everything about this assignment.
he was a good dude, though. Because I'm sitting here like...
He ain't got no choice.
He's probably he's sitting there. He's like, who the fuck parked this?
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
Ain't nobody called all week.
Hey. I have to come to a lock. Not this. If he was claustrophobic, he couldn't have done it.
Right.
Couldn't have been done. He was getting in the back. I didn't like getting in the back seat of the Hyundai. I don't like it. It's
no,
little.
No.
Yeah. We get in the car seat out back of my hand. Seat. I'm doing this. Cuz.
I know the feeling. That shit is like.
Right. And this dude is like, man, he's probably 320 plus. Yep. I might be being modest.
My.
So he's going to this side.
Heavy fella.
That side. And like I said, the car ain't all the way in. So it's, man.
Shout out to Buddy, though.
Man, shout out to Buddy. He called his boss. He drove to the west side.
He cussed you out got when one, he called his
oh,
boss.
Oh, man.
So yes, well.
Back on the wall, gut on the
we
car.
Got, we got that.
I'm sorry. You said he got in the car.
He got in the back.
Your car smelled different. That's
all. Yeah, it definitely smelled different.
It smelled
like mesquite in the back of the car.
What did you say?
Well, fried duck.
No. Back on the wall.
Oh,
back on the wall. Started gonna come.
That's the name of the place.
Locks. Hey,
when in need, we'll put our back on the wall and get on the car.
So like I say, shout out to homie. He called his boss. He had to drive all the way to the west side. It's about 45 minutes. He made it 30. You know, and see, today, you got to get the VIN number and the license plate because they got an app where they can go to and get the program for that key.
That's a fact. And I'm go ahead. Finish your story.
No, it ain't. I'm almost finished. Pause. So it wasn't the way that was going to be weird. So,
you're not just sweet.
So then he does that, whatever. And you know, it was $1.60, man.
Ooh,
I thought it was gonna be $3.
That's decent.
I'm sitting here like, man, we're gonna drop about a half a body in here. That's right. It's Christmas time.
The other half is cloning that piece. That's why it's double that price.
So
right?
This was during the week though.
This was yesterday.
Wednesday. Oh yeah,
during
yeah.
the week.
Wednesday night. Yeah.
But that's a fact. So I seen like. Again, I'm a tech nerd, so I seen cat, and y'all probably seen the video too. Once I say it, the cat stole the Rolls Royce out the driveway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because yep. they just caught the signal mm-hmm. from
was
the key.
Was it Fabos?
No, not his, but I think it was some rapper. I don't know. Had it parked outside. Well, the key fob, just like anything else, is emitting a signal. And they had a signal catcher outside and caught that boy and was able to start the Rolls Royce Phantom and back it out and drive it away.
Because yeah. the signal's in the crib.
Because it's emitting.
It ain't far away from the
kid. No, it's in the air. It's just casting.
The only thing is it's in your pocket and you close.
So
because the key was in the car and the key ain't supposed to lock, or the car ain't supposed to lock with the key in the vicinity.
So here's something real quick. If you didn't know, that's what like, when if you got any kind of credit cards or debit cards that have a chip in it, you need a wallet that protects RFID protection on it because the same thing that you're just tapping, it can be taken.
It's always popping.
It's always on. It's always hot.
I ain't got to grab your wallet. I just got to get close to where
I know. I ain't no graded mines yet. I still got the regular swipe. I ain't got the chip on mines.
Yeah, well, the next time you lose it,
They're gonna enforce it for sure. Yeah, my shit expires like
it's
because in a couple months. Like, believe me, it's another chip.
It's
just another chip they've got on your body.
Sure.
Chuck, ask them. Can I not get the chip?
The non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Pay. I mean,
that like this, like if you look like again, I'm a nerd, so I go to the skeleton on your ass, the white paper. The definition, I'll go to your LLC, I'll do all that shit to really find out, right? And all these things have patents to them. And they're doing exactly all this shit that, because when you say, to say something is a conspiracy is just repeating propaganda that was categorized for people telling things that they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
That's no cap.
Label.
If you listen to a conspiracy theorist long enough, they probably gonna be right.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Somewhat. If they ain't on 100%, they're right. They gonna be on. They on.
I mean, what's the wildest one that you can't really refute? I mean, let's not be silly. Bigfoot and you know talking about Elvis and Pac and shit, all that. Okay, it's probably gonna boil down to flat Earth type shit.
Mermaids and shit.
All of that. And you don't know what's in the water.
Nah.
Now, only thing you can be shown is what you've been see has been shown.
Right.
And you, if you know anything about anything else we would ever been talking about, that's controlled. So what are you talking about?
And if you write the right, watch the right National Geographic, you're going to believe it.
The shit I saw today was about frequencies.
Frequency is real.
How they did the 528 frequency, which is the one that is supposed to be harmonized to or whatever that our bodies are in tune to. But
Earth.
But we tune it to 440s because it skips. Like it's, I think they said like 441 would be good, 439 would be good, but they picked the one that's like right in the middle. And everything we do, don't vibrate the way it's supposed to vibrate. Like they
it's
got distortion. Healing frequencies. Yeah, yeah.
If you're able to watch these tests that they're talking about, and this is not the rice on the sound plate. This is the water, right? So, the water reacting to the frequency.
Mm. Okay.
So. Exactly like he's saying, when you're observed, like just the physical eye, like the eye, your eyes do lie, but they really don't. That butterfly is meant to look like that tiger to keep you away from that motherfucker.
Sure.
Absolutely. The camouflage is working because your eyes, you're reacting to that.
Absolutely.
Right? So the same thing. when you see when they emit these different frequencies, what it does to water, and you know your body's consumption is composed of water, mm-hmm. and the reaction to it, and like he said, you'll see something that would, but it's similar to the rice. It emit a harmonious pattern where you'll see the pattern, and you'll be like, damn, that's like a kaleidoscope, hmm. or whatever. Turn that frequency to what he said, and it looks like distortion. It looks mm-hmm. like white noise on the TV. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, that's trap.
That's what they're feeding.
That's the commercials. That's the
music.
That's everything. That's the sirens. That's the microwave.
That's the music you're listening to while you're drinking low vibration alcohol in the club.
With demonic chants.
Turn.
Or just
off a pill.
Just chance. Just chance. Spells.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They say the vibration of bells gets rid of a disease.
That's why there ain't no more bells no more.
Things can't. If you have you think about the bell.
That's why.
The bell and the chime?
You hit a bell like this, like a carillon bell, does nothing. You got that big boss piece of wood, hit that boy in it.
Imagine that Liberty
that
Bell.
That vibration resonates.
Why was there a Liberty
it's
Bell?
Shake shit up off.
Think of the significance of the Liberty Bell in context of what he's talking about.
You talk about that vibration.
Let freedom ring.
I also noticed because I have it's called a Tibetan singing bowl.
Yeah.
And it's basically a piece of brass. It's a thick piece of brass. It's a bowl about, you know, they come in different sizes. So therefore, the vibrations are different.
It's hitting the frequency. Yeah, you can do
all that shit.
It's a piece of wood, a rod, a spear of wood with like a leather, suede leather handle. And you tap it, and it has these different, it has dents in it. Yeah. It looks like a cellulited ass.
Yeah.
Like it just has these just very.
It's like a symbol.
Like a tuning fork.
Yeah.
Tuning fork, symbol.
Yeah.
And you tap it. And you roll that, you touch it to the rim.
Metal wine glass.
And I'm telling you, the more you go, like if I have my wedding ring and it's touching it, it'll vibrate, but it'll, you know, the slower it has different, you know, the vibration is there. Mm-hmm. And it's about the meditation,
That's a frequency.
You have to be careful into the people that lead those type of performances because you get into a lot of other things
that come along with that.
You get into some yoga stuff.
Yoga, you better watch it. You might be doing the
some spiritual stuff.
Speeding
you're not
lizard,
aware of.
Definitely.
Yeah, they said that meditation shit is it's not what it's all cracked up to be.
There's breathing.
I think
clearing your mind.
I would say this though, like meditation. It's meditation is spiritual. So whether you use it for what, like, what are you trying to get?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the spirit world still, it's all the same rules to get there.
He's 100.
It's all, whether it's good, evil, it's still the same rules to cross over there. Because there's rules to get there.
The other side.
Because
that's what we're talking about. When you're talking about meditating, you're talking about leaving the physical, going straight mental.
Opening
and
up.
That's this esoteric conversation now,
right?
That's just that like he said, there's rules
there's rules to the shit
that's different than
prophet,
in your body.
The prophet and the psychic are the same person. They're the same person. They're just working in different
skill sets.
Absolutely. A psychic can tell you and make you feel good about that, and so can a prophet.
Oh my God,
that's the same thing.
Hey,
that make a lot of sense.
Same information.
When you have a revival or something, and the prophet comes from out of town,
absolutely,
he's here every night this week.
Yep,
and we really gonna turn up on Friday.
Yep,
and every night people been coming up, and we've been meditating and that's the other thing. When you meditate, are you meditating and opening up to nothing? You meditate and focusing on something. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like saying, oh, I smoke weed to, you know what I'm saying? It's my medicine. What are you focusing on when you're smoking it? That's how it's, is it working in a clinical positive kind of way? Sure. You know, other than I blow 12 Bs a day and you a killer.
Right.
But this lady smoked one hits and she's focusing on something that she needs to focus on to take but care you, of her.
Hold on, though.
That's funny you say
said,
that.
You said that, though. I hate to interrupt, but that killer smoking that 12, he's doing the same thing. He's numbing.
He totally is, but he's also
that work.
He is, but he's getting a different outcome. And
he's
also,
just destructive with his work. But he's,
hold on, let me backtrack my statement. Without the therapy with it, I'm sorry. He's doing the same thing without the therapy with it as far as the physician. You know what I'm saying? You smoke weed, you go see the doctor, y'all talk. He smoke weed, he go carry out whatever, or he think internally, or he kick it with his homies, as opposed to the clinical situation, is what I meant to say. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know where the fuck I went with that. Anyway.
Yeah, Kiko. Yeah. No, man, when you start talking about the spirit world, man, like that's, it's just like here. It's rules to do certain things here.
Absolutely.
And over there too.
Every space has rules within it.
Absolutely. And
true.
That's why it's not, you know, that's why the church will never die.
No.
Ever. Because they're still, they have knowledge to get there. So,
all church isn't
all of it.
You know what I mean? Like,
you have people seeking it too.
Naturally. Absolutely. Nothing's really that much different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have access.
Even religions, they all the same.
All of it. Yeah. All of it. Because if you think about it, and maybe you don't believe in God or the devil or none of that, but if you do, what do you think? I mean, he's got the same training.
He was trained.
It's the same. It's not different training in hell.
No.
No.
It's the same training.
Because the rules in each spot are the same.
It's the same
for everyone in that spot.
Hey, but you know what? I had went through I was on YouTube and I had sat and I watched.
That's what the Matrix told us.
Somehow I ended up getting on X devil worshippers, and I was
former
worshippers.
Like foreign
like
devil worshippers.
Oh no!
The darkest
man shows. I'm sure they got that.
No, I'm sure they do. Yeah. No, I ain't talking about no Pentagon
talking
sex.
About bondage.
We talking about purgatory. Boy. Yeah,
but
that's called purgatory.
The man says he said
fuck
something that
fuck the hell out you.
Fuck the hell out you.
Diddy's house.
Take that.
But dude said he. I forgot his name, but he basically was explaining that the reason why Satanists are like so strong is because they practice spiritual warfare more than Christians do.
Most definitely.
They said they don't practice that, or they don't like
they don't
teach that as much as they do.
They don't. They don't.
And they said
they don't.
Like they broke it down to where like he was saying like he was really like putting spells on niggas, like he was really doing this shit, like
roots casting.
He really
speaking things because
he just like he Christians. He's like yeah, they have a strong faith, but they don't learn spiritual warfare.
But they don't though, Rico.
And he was like spiritual warfare is more than
spiritual warfare is the game.
Yeah, and that's what he was explaining.
And if you're a Christian, played on us right now.
If you're a Christian, you're taught it is not. The battle of the flesh. Yeah. It's the battle of the spirit. It's the spiritual warfare.
Most Christians don't want to go through that.
Let me ask you this, Rico. And this ain't you.
Don't want to go through that.
This is just for your comment, just to put something in the air. Do you think there are people who are Satanists or not? What do you think they go do Christian things versus Christian do sinful things?
That make a lot of sense.
We sin all the damn time as Christians. We lie all the damn time as Christians. We fornicate all the damn time as Christians. And we repent. And the Catholics, well, let's not go there. We just got to go sit in the box and say, hey, we did that. couple Hail Marys and we're done. But like you said, their focus in their study is against people who are weak in their own spirituality.
They do the same mankind. Things. It's the just tapping into man. I mean, it's back to the Bible. It's Adam and Eve's things.
They're doing the same things.
Oh yeah.
They're doing the same things. Like
they haven't worshipped all that.
You think they're not worshiping and praying?
Yeah, they got
and
churches,
fasting, sacrificing. And doing these. They're doing everything. The focus spiritual is to get to the spirit realm. You have to. It's a rule. So it's not. You're not doing. Them Satanists ain't really doing too much different than this
guy.
They're not.
You cheer for the Bills. I cheer for the Bears. Like, it's football.
Right.
The same conversation. Thin line between love and hate. That mark right there, and what he's talking about is so thin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's paper thin.
Paper thin.
And in fact, it's so paper thin that it bleeds through on both sides.
It's paper thin because once you start doing this, where it's like, well, I'm getting energy for love and for peace.
Fulfillment.
Where are you getting this? Where is that energy from? Thanos
sounds crazy until you think about it.
Cleanse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the morals that you have allow you to not absolutely go with what he's thinking.
Right. But if you... so funny
your
you say that. It's so funny
morals.
You say that because somebody was talking about that and I was like, man, if I didn't believe in a higher power, well, let's be serious. How do you get this back on track?
Huh.
The only thing that brings people together is devastation, disaster.
9/11.
That's the only thing that brings people together. Everyone together.
And gave us a common enemy.
Strife.
All of that.
9/11 brought the pledge back.
Everything. All you have to do is have something happen over here and the same thing happen over there. And now we feel like we're together.
That tragedy. Hey, people bomb through trauma.
All of that.
So when they hit you with that Project Blue Beam and tell you that the aliens is over there in New Mexico, that's what's going to happen.
We should have built the wall.
Hey, dog,
in New Mexico,
it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for cats not to be deceived. It's gonna be hard for you not to be deceived.
Absolutely, 100%. You're gonna have to go against your better judgment to not be deceived.
Absolutely,
you're gonna have to go against all of your senses. To not be deceived. For real. Because they're that good now.
Absolutely.
We're also talking about a majority of people who don't think like we do.
Absolutely.
Who are
easily deceived anyway. Man.
Easily.
Don't even know about any of the conversation we had tonight.
They need four of them hash browns. hey. Go ahead and give me four.
They're like, we got to try the hash browns. We got to get a membership.
Is you trying to get deceived?
I'm not getting a membership. I'm still at Sam's. I'm still at Walmart. I ain't going to Sam's.
Right.
Huh. same shit.
But no, it's this back room. Shit. Like when you go to buy drugs from, when you go to buy merchandise from people and they're like, oh, I have some shit in here. And you're like, you have a different conversation. They're like, oh, okay. So I got some things in here. You're like, yeah, we need to be in that room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between Walmart and Sam's.
Absolutely.
That shelf.
Oh, you buy quantities. Oh, yeah. I don't need just a pack of that. I need 100 of those, and I'll be back tomorrow. You're right.
Yeah, I need... Hey.
Maybe this afternoon, right?
That bag of chips with all the variety of chips, or I need the box of the bags of varieties of chips.
Mm. I'm a different client.
I'm like Boosie buying... motherfucking power tools, selling pallets of power tools on TikTok. But he hustling.
I'm you just in a different industry. So what are the things you like? Where are those at that I can buy from you?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
It's real out here. It's a war outside that nobody can run from.
2023. We're going to be done in a couple of days.
How many last episodes of the podcast, or how many last episodes
of the year
at least
have we done this?
At least seven. At least seven.
I'm looking at the IDP palette with the 2017 on it.
At least seven.
Ooh.
That's tough, ain't it?
Wow.
That's tough. It's been sitting in the corner since 2017.
And that's wild.
And that's not even the EST. That's on the paddle.
That's wild.
I'm looking at it, it's a November 2017.
Yeah.
So now ask yourself, how many paddles has he kicked out since then? Them joints come with lights. Wow. Them things be spinning in the middle.
I didn't even think of that until you said that. Wow.
I mean, it's a dog. You gotta put your EST down.
Hey, man. I'm just glad to see another one.
That's what it's always about.
I'm glad to see another one.
I'm in a different space than I was this time last year. My knee was done, cooked. I was trying to be on the mend. I'm back. I'm about 90% cocky. Y'all catch me about summertime, I'll fuck one of y'all up.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
And Todd.
Happy holidays.
You know what this is.
This is Intentional Dangerfield.
Spike.